Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So, tonight's game is an NBA Cup game.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it for the cup.
So, here's what's weird about this. I think what happens is when your team isn't particularly competitive, it's, you know, you're not following the sport as closely as you are when the team is competitive, right?
Sure.
You're not quite as dialed in.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get to this and you go, all right, our Pistons team has been bad the last few years. They've introduced this midseason tournament, the NBA Cup, where you play group games, round robin. They have the different looking court. And I go, okay, we're not very good, so I'm not really that interested. But I can't fight this feeling that even if the Pistons were good, I would not be interested. Like, do you think they care? Do you think Lakers fans care about the NBA Cup? Do you think any fan base, no matter how good their team is really stoked to win the NBA Cup?
I want to know what Shibuzi thinks. Does he care?
He thinks the people in the NBA offices are getting tipsy because this doesn't make any sense. Is this really a draw?
Is this the most manufactured thing ever?
NBA Cup?
I don't get it. I never did get it. I mean, is this even a money? Like, where's the money grab out of this? Everything is about money. So where is it that this is just simply what, putting more at stake during the regular season? These are scheduled games anyway.
Well, yeah, these are scheduled games that count as your group games, and the Pistons group is, quick, name it.
Is the group three?
Aren't we in the Metropolitan?
The Pistons are in the they're in the NFC North. I don't know, man. We're in group B, apparently.
So not group three.
No.
Not the Metropolitan.
Not the NFC North. With the Bucks, the Pacers, the Raptors, and the Heat. And I may be wrong, but I think this is one is, even if our basketball team was good, we still would not give a flying you-know-what about this. This is the weirdest thing ever.
This is the second year, so it was called the NBA Cup last year. And so now they've got, you know, the Emirates Cup.
Oh, is it got a sponsor?
Yeah.
Oh, I was calling it the rebranded NBA Cup still.
No, it's been rebranded. Get on board, Doug.
That's why they do it, because they get money from the Emirates.
And then also, I think because the rest of the world loves soccer so much, they get the cup theory, the in-season tournament stuff, and maybe it's just Americans that aren't, you know, hip to, you know, this new thing. But as an NBA fan, maybe this is my fault. I don't even care to learn why the cup is going on. Okay, you know, I'm like, to me, it's just like another game.
Yeah, and you're the guy that needs to tell us about it.
Yeah, and I don't even care to learn about it, the rules and the groupings. And the only people that care are LA if it helps LeBron's legacy. You know what I mean? To add to, like, why he's better than Jordan.
Yeah. Did you say legacy or ego?
Same difference over there. Other than that, yeah.
Well, let me put it to you like this.
The final tournament games are in Vegas. That's another money-making opportunity where they sell packages and everything like that.
So tonight, I've already decided I'm going to put a little basement time in and get the Michigan State-Kansas game on. I'll have action on a TV, probably BG and Western. And I'll have the Pistons and Heat on the other one. I will be rooting for the Pistons. I am excited to see if this Pistons team actually can make a playoff run in what appears to be a pathetic conference. But I will not celebrate anymore because they won a cup game tonight. It will not lead our show. 1-0 in Group B. Sorry, I don't mean to produce on the air. Kang, I'm assuming you're okay with that call.
Jeez, man. How about a heads up?
Yeah.
Come on.
Let the game play out first, Doug.
Should we lead with a, if they win, should we lead with a big Group B win?
Depends what happens.
Is this a quad one win? Does that count in the NBA Cup?
We like cups in this town.
Well, we do.
Usually Stanley Cups. Mm-hmm. But
Doug likes a Stanley Cup.
Oh, Doug loves that Stanley.
He accessorizes
one. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
That was an eye roll. Now, that was an eye roll.
I care about that cup about as much as I care about the NBA Cup. Excuse me, the Emirates NBA Cup.
Yeah, there you go. Get it right. If you want to lead with it, get it right.
Yeah, my bad. That's good producing right there. Okay, let's get to the final thing from Dan Campbell from the morning show. Za'Darius Smith on the decision to sit Za'Darius Smith and what they hope to get out of him. Yeah, I mean, this is a highly anticipated debut. We have seen midseason debuts really make a difference in terms of our teams and their chances to win championships. And this one could be an all-timer because if he's a significant player in a team that goes on to, dare we say, make and even win the Super Bowl, this and he's a big reason as to why, it's probably trump all the rest of them because we never thought we'd see this day.
Yeah, I mean, look, Snacks Harrison made a big difference to the defense when the Lions traded for him halfway through the season and really shored up the run defense. The problem was that wasn't a very good Lions team. This is a very good Lions team that's winning and obviously needs a pass rush. They bring him in, and this makes all the sense. His reasoning, what Dan Campbell said with all that, completely soothes me as a fan who was a little salty that I didn't get to see the fresh new guy out there playing on Sunday night. I you know, fortunately they won the game. And yeah, they had 7 wins going into it. So there's not a there really wasn't a ton of premium on them to have to win that game,
no.
But it's nice that they won that game and now everything else is works. But the flex that Dan Campbell made where he says we got 11 games left.
Oh yeah.
And then it just goes over your head, but start to think about that. The team is 8-1. That's 9 games.
Mm-hmm.
There's only 17 games in regular season.
Correct.
How many more games would you play if you got to the Super Bowl?
Well, you'd have the 8 regular season games. You'd have a first round bye, 2 playoff games. That's 10, and the Super Bowl is 11.
Mm.
He's got a plan.
He's got a plan. I like that.
Pretty funny, isn't it?
And just slips it in mid-conversation like it's nothing. You know, hey, we got 11 games left that we got to worry about, and each one gets more important down the end of the season, down the end of the stretch. Yeah. Particularly those last 3.
Yeah, well, Costa coming out of that was like, we're all doing the math here on the 11 games. We see what you're getting at here, coach. We see what you're getting at. Carson Anderson, open lines, 248-539-9797. We'll get to some of your phone calls and feedback. Just a reminder, you can watch the show streaming. Go to twitch.tv, search up 971 The Ticket. Same thing on youtube.com, search up 971 The Ticket, and bam, there we are. We've been made fun of today for dueling flannel shirts. Dueling flannel shirts, Gabe.
Well, I mean, you called me up and you said, we're going to play Shaboozy, and it's good old country fun.
Yeah.
And I said, let's get after it.
Is that what happened?
No.
Anyway, you can watch us. Go to twitch.tv, youtube.com.
You're going to see a lot of flannel the rest of the year. Just saying.
He's in a Shaboozy kind of place, people.
That's it.
Also, you can stream with the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY, and streaming through our website, 971theticket.com. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.